Stranger Story Number 3, Make-A-Wish. I was shopping on the fly, you know, running down aisles and throwing too many things in my tiny basket while George waited in the car with tired children. "But I'll just be a second," famous last words. The store was packed, everyone buying last-minute treats for New Year's celebrations. It's a time to gorge as the 345 resolutions begin tomorrow. I went to the register and said hello to Shirley, who was my checkout girl of the day. We exchanged usual chit-chat, and she rang me up. "You're dipping strawberries, aren't you?" she said. "I am. How did you know?" I answered. "Well, you know, I saw what you were buying, and besides that, I just have this job, but my real passion is to be a chef. I used to cook here for 3 years. I don't anymore, but it's what I really want." Her pride mixed with a tinge of disappointment. "Wow, okay, Shirley. So, it's going to be 2010, and this is the time for you. I'm going to make a wish for you right now, okay? This is going to be the year that you find your way back to your love. I'm for real now, so take it in. I'm serious." "Oh, okay, girl. Thank you. Thank you." I could see the swirl of hope start to swirl around her face. The way when someone, anyone, believes in you, it cracks open the space. It lets out, like, all you're longing for inside. And this truth, the truth of your power and potential, gives way to manifesting this great hope inside. I know this because my dearest friends have made wishes and called me to this place over and over again. So many of them coming true. I grabbed my bags and said goodbye. "Now, I'm coming back to check on you, Shirley," I said. "Okay. Thank you. Thank you," she said. I would have hugged her if I could. "Happy New Year." And as I walked away, I heard the cheesy soundtrack music of my life, playing like it always does after I have a stranger moment. And as the mental music played, I held that hope for Shirley and myself so tight, leaving those resolutions behind and feeling connected to the kind of wishing that only two strangers can do in a checkout line.